Welcome to Birth on Film, a podcast discussing and analysing depictions of pregnancy, birth, and the postpartum in popular culture. We are your hosts, Emma, a midwife,
and James, her mid-husband, coming to you from Ngunnawal country in the Australian Capital Territory.
Welcome to the prologue of Season 1. For those of you who don't know us, we are a husband and wife, two kids. I remember quite distinctly that you and I had our first date the night before my first midwifery class. So you have been on my midwifery journey.
The entire thing.
Since the beginning.
Aside from that, you decided to become a midwife.
Well, yeah, apart from that mid-20s crisis that I had. Yeah. I thought, oh God, what am I going to do with my life? And then settled on midwifery.
I do remember a lot of dates where we went to a place, got all settled in for a nice romantic evening, and then your phone rang and you went, oh no, yes. I have to go. And then I'd order a nice dinner and eat it all lonesome like.
Yes, I did abandon you on quite a few dates.
Yeah, it was fine. I knew what I was getting into.
Back in the day.
I am not a midwife. I am not a medical person in any way, shape or form. I'm a bit of a nerd and we've done some nerdy things in our lives together. I'm kind of a computery type person.
And you're good at analyzing data.
So why are we doing this topic? Why are we looking at films with birth in them?
I think it's just moving the conversations that you and I seem to have every time we watch any sort of movie or TV show or interact with anything in popular culture that has pregnancy and birth in it.
Yeah.
It's almost just officiating what happens in our life. I think sometimes we have some really great conversations around what we see in popular culture when it comes to pregnancy and birth and babies in the postpartum.
I think we go beyond talking about what happened in the movie and start thinking a lot about what somebody can take away from that. The real world effect of the only movie you've ever seen with birth in it being Alien, for example. Like, you obviously have a distorted depiction of the world. That's not how birth works.
Yes.
And then less bonkers examples as well.
And I think so much in the work that I've done as a midwife, I've heard the line, oh, it's not like in the movies.
Yeah.
So much, which tells me that the depiction of pregnancy and birth in movies doesn't live up to reality.
So what are you expecting to see from this project? I know what I'm expecting to see. I tell you what I'm expecting to see.
Yeah.
I'm expecting to come away with this, with a list of, these are all the things that Hollywood, because that's probably where we'll start, get wrong all the time. These are the birth tropes that we see all the time, and this is how they're wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to be a little bit optimistic.
Yeah.
And say that we're going to see some really nice, realistic depictions of pregnancy and birth. I think based on what I've got in my head of some movies and even TV shows that I've seen, is that there's a level of drama that is added.
Yes.
That is not necessary or really skews the depiction away from reality. It's hard to know because I'm reflecting on things that I've seen sometimes a very long time ago, and it's nice to come into this project with fresh eyes, really looking at how this is playing out. And I think there's sort of three things that I really want to cover off in this podcast. The first being, is it realistic?
Yeah.
Do we get a real world depiction of pregnancy and birth, and how well does that live up to reality? Is it positive? Do you leave this movie or TV show or whatever it is thinking, wow, that was a really nice pregnancy and birth that they just shared? I guess the final question would be around, like, is it entertaining?
Because at the end of the day, we are looking at entertainment products. We're not looking at educational products. We're looking at somebody goes to the movie to have fun, not.
Well, yeah, at the end of the day, these are projects that somebody has done with the goal of making lots of money, right?
Yeah.
That's
pretty much.
That's what popular culture is at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But so much of it gets into the psyche. And I think that's really interesting. I think it'll be really interesting too to see if a movie is realistic, is it also entertaining?
Oh, yeah.
If it's realistic, is it also positive?
Yeah.
If it's positive, is it entertaining?
I think we've got some unfortunate bias that's going to creep in where we're going to go, this movie was rubbish. That birth was terrible. And I didn't like it.
Maybe. And I mean, to be fair, this isn't a research project or a scientific endeavor.
No.
So if a bit of bias creeps in, nobody's really going to hold us to account, I don't think. So it was tricky to work out where to start this project because depictions of pregnancy and birth in popular culture are everywhere. And the more you go digging, the more you find. But I think given we really want to try and understand what exists in the psyche, we want to set out looking at 10 movies that have pregnancy and birth as part of their central theme.
We also, but just based on who we are, tended to choose ones that are relevant or important to us in some way, as in we've encountered them, the infamous in some way.
Yes.
And that's related to pregnancy or birth.
So the 10 movies that we're analysing are Look Who's Talking, Knocked Up, Junior, Star Wars Episode 3, Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 1, Juno, Bridget Jones's Baby, 9 Months, What to Expect When You're Expecting, and Baby Mama.
Some of these movies we've seen before, some of these movies we haven't. We've heard about them in some way, shape, or form, or we pick them because they've got strong birth central themes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also because we're millennials.
Yeah.
And a lot of these are from our childhood or...
Yeah, they're in the zeitgeist of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we hope you will join us.
It's going to be great. So join us weekly for the next 10 weeks. And then probably, I think, maybe one more after that where we talk about what we learned. Season 1 of Birth on Film. Tell your friends, tell your mother, tell your daughter and your son, your niece and your nephew and your dog. That's it for today.
If you would like to contact us or find our socials, please check the show notes for links.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Birth on Film.